We are on Daf Chav Beis Omed Aleph, the last two words on the Omed. Tana Rabbana. Ilu Nema Oznoi Badelas. It says in the Pasuk, V'nosato Be Oznoi Uvadelas. That's what it says. There's a there's a base there, an uvadelas, and there's a vav. Pa'oznai uvadelas. So, the Baraisa says, ilu nema oznai badelas, if I would save a base and a vav, oznai badelas, ha'yisi yoimel, yitker kineged oznai badelas. Delas ain osnoy lois. I would say a different pshat in Ganson. He should put his ear next to the door, and you start drilling on the other side of the door, not where his ear is, till the osnoy. Osnoy, he should hear the drill going. That's what, but not that you pierce his ears. You just make a hole in the door, kineged his ear. That's why it's osnoy badelas. Yeah. You make the retzia in the delas, not in the oizen. Frag the gemara, the oizen loy. You don't make it in the oizen, but see, there's a different pasuk. V'rotza adoinam es oznoi b'matzeya. It says klar that you make a retzia, you make a hole in the oizen of the yebet. So the gemara says elo. No, I mean like this. Hayisi yoyme yiratzenu la'oizen me'adroi. This pasuk is telling us, you make a hole in v'rotz adoynemes oznei v'matzei. You make, this has nothing to do with adelas. You make a hole in the ear. V'yan, now, after the hole is made, we bring him to the door. Vaita will say that this pshetel. Oznei badelas, put his ear next to the door, and then go and drill on the other side of the door till the ear. That's if we say Oznoi Badelas. Tamaloima be Oznoi Uvadelas, that you have to make the Ritzia, Hokeitzad, Doiker, Vahoylech, Achemegia, Eitzel Delas. That you go through the ear till you reach the door. That is Pshat in the Pasuk. Let us see what Rashi says. Ilu nema v'nasato oznoi badelas. Hayisi yoyim, I would say pshat, yitker kineged oznoi badelas. He should be doike kineged oznoi badelas. Avol oizen lo yiratzenu. Not he should make a hole in the ear. So the Gemara says, it says, v'ratza adoine ves oznoi b'marzeye. So Moses says, yeah, then I would say Pshad Loizen may have loy claim Rochik minadelas. Knirsivas Osnoi. That Posik says you make a hole in the oizen. There's nothing to do with the delas. Bahoda yitain osnoi badelas. Then he should go and take his pierced ear. Viikar hasamatseh, viyitker badelas, may verasheni. And then he should make a hole in the delas on the other side, kineged osnoi. Lekayim v'lekachta ha-marzeya v'nosata the basis of grace nosata oznei badeles. That's the Rishashas. So that would be the Havaminis. If it says be oznei uvadeles doike v'yoyred oizen, so he pierces the ear kshenois na'ala deles ad shemegi ala deles. Zog the Gemara weiter. Deles, it says Adelas. Shemeyani bein akura bein she'ina akura. Now Adelas is a door. Now a door is called a door if it's lying horizontally on the floor or if it's on hinges by the opening of a building. A door is a door. There's a tzur of a door. Whatever a door has to have. So I would think would be perhaps more convenient, let's put the door on the floor, we'll take it off the hinges, and we'll lay him down also, and then we'll take our matzeh, and we'll do it very conveniently. That's what I would think. Dele shemeni bein akura, say it is unhinged Bein she'ein akorah, say it's hinged to the mezuzahs. Tamalayma mezuzah, so we make a hekesh. Ma mezuzah me'umid, the shame mezuzah is dafke, it's called mezuzah sabayis. Tamazay, a board doesn't have a shame mezuzah unless it's supporting the opening. These are the mezuzahs. So memelus are just like the mezuzah standing, avdelas nami mumid, and it seems it comes to tell us that the door should be attached to the mezuzah. Akura mina mezuzah, umetelas loretz, ma mezuzah ma'umed, the belav hochi loy mikri mezuzah. Rabin Yoichanan ben Zakai hoyadirish es ha mikra hazeh kemin chayma. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai darshened this posik kemin chayma. What's kemin chayma? Tzroyer hamargolius, a tzroyer that means you had, let's say, a small pouch that was filled with pearls, with tzroyer habaisim, toli betzavo, the tachshit. So he said a beautiful pshat. In this posik, it's mamish, it's a pearl, it's a beautiful reyach. He's enlightening us in to understand the rayon of retzia ba'oizen. Man ishtana oizen mikol eivorim shebeguf. Why is the retzia good? There's a din retzia. And others say pshat, retzia is the boring a hole in the gufa odom is a simen avdus. Fine. But it seems there are many places where this could have been done. Why was the oizen chosen for this kinyan retzia, for this mitzvah retzia? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oizen sheshoma koili al har Sinai, b'sho shamarti ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, v'loi avodim l'avodim, v'holach ze v'kona odain la'atzmoi yirza. He heard li b'nei Yisrael avodim, v'loi avodim l'avodim. Now, the shaila is, this was not said by Har Sinai. That's one of the problems over here. This is in Vayikra Chav Hei. So others say it means, Nechi Hashem Olekecha, Sheitzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim. So the Pashtei Dekro means, I took you out from Eretz Mitzrayim, you should, your Avdis to Abbas of Edom should end, and you should become avodim to the Rabbein Shlom. That's the mechuvin of the first dibra of the Seres Adibras. It's spelled out in the Kilib Neisol Avodim, maybe there it's spelled out, but that's the mechuvin of the Seres Adibras. The Maral says, Amor de Kevod. The Maral says, Kona Odein La'atzmai, there's a problem, why Dafke B'shas Ritziyeh, Bishas Ritzia, we have this is done. I mean, maybe a Mecheratzvai, we have a problem. Why Dafke Bishas Ritzia? So the Maral wants to say that the whole din Avdis till Anirza is only an Avdis Zmani. It's 6 years, it's not. Anirza is Loilam. The Pasuk says Loilam. And let us again mention Rabbi Chonon. Abuchon, the beginning of Kedushin, says that it's napshat loyla means, well, let me count till yoyva, 45 years. It means, loyla does not mean 45 years. Loyla means he's an eved loyla. And there's a hafko of yoyva. That means when yoyva comes, yoyva is hafkata de malke. Mitzad avdusoy, he's an eved loyla, forever. Yoyva is mafkia. And that's why Abuchon brings down a Ramban. And what will happen if Yovel will become bottle, so finished. He doesn't go out. He's an Eved Loilam. So he's an Eved Loilam. That's called Kona Odein La'atzmai. That means he made himself. For a 6-year affair is not called Kona Odein La'atzmai. He's an Eved Hashem. He's working now. But not Kenyan's money is not but Konel Odei La'olam. That already is a that already is that's a hafka from Abdus Hashem. So we're telling him that you have a, there's something wrong with your ears. You don't hear well, or your hearing does not register in your mind. That means so. Therefore, we make a. The hole is made in the ear, in this Eva, to show him and to be meyit him and to be ma'ir him that you don't hear well. The Yitzis Mitzrayim was an Eicha, let's say, Sicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, Yibeis Abodim, that you should not choose any Avdis, you're a Ben Chayrin, and in order to be an Eved Hashem, and you're choosing a different lifestyle. So that seems that there's something wrong with your hearing. It doesn't register. So we're making a nekev in your ear. You should see this and feel this and know this, that there's something wrong with your hearing capability. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Hayyadosh, as a mikra zeh, Kimin Chayma, Ma Nishtane Deles Umezuze Mikol Kalim Sheba Bayis. Ma Yipsazoi, the Rotas Osnai Badeles. So why Dafke do we have this Chalik of the Bayis that it sees to be Bifneim? Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Deles Mezuze Shoyu Eidim B'Mitzrayim B'Sho Shepesachti Al HaMashkev. They were Eidim Shepesachti Al HaMashkev Al Shtei HaMezuzes V'Amarti Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avodim Le'Avodim La'Avodim. They were Eidis. They saw this. They witnessed this. V'Yitzeisim Mi'Avdus L'Cheiris The Ritzi is to be in front of the Eidim, the Delos and Mezuzah saw this. Now, I had a sickle problem. The Mezuzah Zicha had an intricate chalik in Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Hadam was on the Mashkev, on the Shteya Mezuzahs. And that was the Posachti, Verisi Yes Hadam. Where there was a murder committed in the that they shechted the Kovan Pesach, the Lemmy boy, one man, the other, the Mechilta was put outside. This was the Leheim Shal Mitzriim, and it was put outside, and they saw it, and it was not Poshim. Al Kaponim, so the Mezuzin, the Mashkev, they were, they fakert there, they witnesses. But how does the Delos come in? And of all things, the Ritzi isn't the Delos. So how did the Delos come in? The Gemara is very unclear. So I saw there's a Pirish on Rashi, Be'er HaTorah. So he says something very interesting. He says we have to understand what is the purpose of the Mezuzah and the Mashkev, and what is the purpose of the Delos. He says, a mezuzah and a mashkev is to ensure that there's an opening. That means if you have a wall with a hole in the wall, the hole, so that's the opening, the wall could crumble down. I mean, we're not insured of an opening with a hole. We put mezuzahs in mashkev. This supports the opening. So now I have a, I can be assured I have an opening here. There will be open. The wall will not crumble down. What is the purpose of a delus? A delus is to shut the opening. You shut the door. That's what that means. You have an opening. And a delus is soysim the pesach. It shuts it. So memele, the dam was put on the mashkev and the mezuzah is to show there's an opening. It's open. You're free. You can go out. You're not above them anymore. That's what the mashkev and mezuzah saw. Kilibne saw labodim labodim labodim. Your ois labodim. That's what they were made. And what did this guy do? I want to remain a eved. I want to shut the door. That's what he's doing. He's shutting the door. So we bored the hole in his ear to the door. Because that's his accomplishment, that he wants to shut the door and remain an eved. Let us see Rashi. Rashi, we said, Taisvis kemin choyma. Perish hakuntaris tzroyer margolius, a pouch or a bundle. There'll be a bundle, but of pearls, I besomim. Shetolui bitzavo noshim letachshit. Rabbeinu tam pirish. The menagavuche, that's Rashi saying a mirror de kezach. That means, what he said, kemin choyma. That means, you have to be a jeweler to see the jewel in the posik. We learn about we don't see anything. We don't get the message. So he found the margolius. He found the reyach toiv in this posik. What the posik is telling us, the beauty of the posik. The benetam perish choyma means maise. What does that mean? The Tais HaRosh says, Al Shem HaMaise. That means, the Choma means Maise, so that means that what is being done is being acted through now, and that what is being done. That means as follows. For example, the Gemara says the same Loshen, by a soite, he also saw the dosh kemin chayma, that he also saw maise behema, so she means a kolben behema. So that means that the kolben is a replica of her maise. That means that she's being a kolben to show that she did a maise behema. He is getting a mum in his ear to show that he doesn't hear well. That is that's the Taish Chayma. So that means this is a replica of what is occurring with him. He doesn't hear well, so we're showing this through this Ritzi. What are you doing? Marzeya is 400. Lefisha Yisrael Avodim Abba Meishonim Ugaolam Akadish Bochu. So they were Avodim for 400 years, and the Rebbein Shlom Etzisicha Mibes Avodim. So Memele, so we finished with that. That ended. Vaholach Zeve Kona Odoin La Atzmoi Pikach Yirtze Bamatzei Oy Lekach. So Lechei Repshat is, that means this Avdus was taken away. He's schlepping it on himself again. The Avdus, which was once a lifestyle of Klal Yisrael, became nostalgic from them. And he's pulling it over himself again. That's why we take the Matzeh, to show him what he's doing. He's pulling back on himself this Kivun of a Matzeh. Zog to Mishnah Vayta, Eved Knani Nikne Bekesef Ubishtar Ubechazokim. Now, Agavuche, I'd like to, the Meiri says, that what we say in Eved Knani is Nikta Bekesef, Bishtar Bechazoke, is speaking about a few Oifanim. Oifan number one, that a Yid had already in Eved Knani, not purchasing him from the Yid. Reuven is purchasing him from Shimon. Or I'm purchasing him from a Goy. Or he's selling himself, or he's selling his children. That means, so Nikna, these are all different Taifanim, how I can acquire an Eved Knani. And just to make this interesting, so the Achayim Eska Kasha, and so, but one of the cases of the Mishnah is, a Goy wants to sell himself to me for an Eved Knani. So, he's nicked the kesef b'shtar b'chazaka. Fine.
So the question arises, the Ktzais brings down in an ode that the din of Mashe Kone Ebed Kone Raboy is a filu that what he acquired before he became an Ebed, but when he becomes an Ebed, automatically that belongs to the other. It brings high from a Yerushalmi. So the Achoinim ask a Kashe, if I'm purchasing a Goy, this should be my Ebed Knani. So Memele, so this is a very modern Kenyan Kesef. I give him Kesef. You know you're my Eved. Yeah, okay, fine. He started counting the bills over. This money belongs to me. You're my Eved. So others hold that L'chayre, this is not Kesef Kenyan. I mean, if he just gets it for a second and then automatically it becomes the Odin's. The Beis Meir wants to say that this money is different than all other monies. This money that makes him for an Eved will belong to the other in Mestama. He can't become an Eved, so this money is different. The Beis Meir gets stuck with this because the Gemara says later, an Eved doesn't have any money. We just found he has a very choshev bank account. I bought him for $6,000. He put that in the bank, and that's not touchable. So the Beis Meir asks this for Akasha. The Chazon Ish wants to say pshat that Nikna Bekesev, that one of two cases is talking about Hechiloi, Ishkeyu, that means Kinyan Kesev, Hashem put is also enough. I give him food. It's not so, there's no, he's like getting something. He's giving him a Hano, which is worth Hashem put. Or the Eved says, give to my father the money, or give to someone else the money within Orev. So in Lomdus, he's getting money with his no case of Mashik on Eved Konarab. Fine. That, so he's Nikta Bekesev and Bishtab Chazok. Bekoines Atzmoy Bekesev Al Yedei Achayim. So now the Mishnah is delving with a problem. How can he bekoin himself? He doesn't have any money. And someone will give him money, vital, so the Deir Tzichi belongs to the Yodin, Masha Konevet Konarabai. But Koines Atzmei Bekesvei Deyachem, that others give their money to the Odin, that he should become a Ben Chayim. That's, yeah. Ubishtar al Yedei Atzmei, the Ashtar Shichel I can give to him. It is a problem, he doesn't have a Yad, Kitab Yodi Boim Kechot, so that's no problem. Divrei Rabbi Meir. It's possible that a Eved should acquire money after he becomes an Eved, and that someone gave him money, well, that's a whole sugya later. If I could earmark the money, so to say, that it's yours and it shouldn't belong to the other, we have to see how this works. So the Chamamot, you can do such a thing, so it's possible that I can give money that will belong to the Eved and never, the other will never acquire this money. Ubishtara yedei acherim, here the Shah's Mustama, if it's a schus for an Eved to go out, if you say Zochadam Shloi Befon. Ubovachi a kesef mishal acherim, but the kesef has to be shal acherim and has to be given to the Eved amanashein l'rabach l'shuspay. Bekoine es atzmei zekrashi miyad raboi. Bekesev ayderechem. So Rameya says she yitnu l'raboi amanash yize ben choyrim. It's given to the other in that he should be a ben choyrim. That's dine deviknani, that someone else's money helps. Avuhu atzmei lo yekabu mehem. Vafilo amanash yin l'raboi l'shus bayt iksova in kinyin levet b'loi raboi. Rameya holds that's an impossibility, that it should belong to the Eved and it should not go over to the other. B'shtari dey atzmai, shikab lenuhu, that the other gives him the shtar. P'ngbom b'fosh l'kul d'ramei v'rabonu, but the machlikas is in shtar and in kesef. V'achi in kesef m'shal acherim, the Eved ain lo iklu, limot sa metziya ki bo matona akir l'raboi. V'imbo liv dois ayu dey atzmai, if he wants to be paid himself, so at least m'shal acherim, v'yitnuhu loy amenah she'in l'rabbi rishus boi. Zog the Gemara, Minala, how do we know that that an Eved Kenani is nikta bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka? These are all kinyanei karka. So the Gemara says, "D'chsiv is nachaltem oisom livnechem acheichem loreshes achuzen." So the pasuk is speaking about an Eved Kenani, and you should be manchul them loreshes achuzen. The kishon akosov l'stei achuzen. So the Torah was makish an Eved Kenani to stei achuzen. Mas te yachuzah nikne bekesef b'shtar b'chazoke, af eviknani nikne bekesef u b'shtar u b'chazoke. Frag the Gemara, fine, beautiful, is a hekesh. I mas te yachuzah chayzeres lebailam b'yoybul. No, it's like a stei yachuzah. So the bailus of a stei yachuzah is till yoybul. Then by yoybul it goes back to the previous owner. Af eviknani choyzer lebailam b'yoyvul. Talmud loyma lo'oylam behem ta'avoydu. So here it says a pasuk that it's lo'oylam behem ta'avoydu. Let us see the third taisvus, the taisvus shalom, Talmud loyma lo'oylam. Frek taisvus vein loyma lo'oylam eishel yoyvul. Maybe, what's lo'oylam? And it also says avodi lo'oylam. Lo'oylam means eilam eishel yoyvul. So memela, so how does this la'olam help us? Maybe la'olam means also to yoyba. The imkain lishte krominei v'neilav mistei achuzah. Why did this pasuk in Ganson? As this hekish to stei achuzah, he's like a stei achuzah. Stei achuzah goes back in yoyba, he also goes back in yoyba. So what is this pasuk coming to tell us la'olam b'em tav? I know that. He works to Yev. So Kochel the Loilam is coming to tell us this Loilam does not mean till Yevul, this Loilam means forever. Let us see what Rashi says. Sada Niknis Bachal Hani, Lakamin Yalap Pirkin, I know Sada Niknis, the Kesab Ishtav Hazaki. Bachal Avde Kechavim, the word it said, we're speaking about a Goy over here, Kiknanim, Mishanim Kalevet. The Eved Kenani does not mean he's from the Zayinumis. Every guy that sells himself for an Eved is called an Eved Kenani. Shekol Avodim Nikoyim Hashem Kenan Mishum Dersiv Be Eved Avodim. That means it was Nikzah that he should be an Eved. So every guy that has this matzav of Kenan, so he's called an Eved Kenani. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tana af v'chalipin. We learned that chalipin also abraise, that chalipin also helps. So we have another kinyan. V'tana didon. So the kasha, why did not Tana mention chalipin? So the Gemara says, milse de lesa b'metaltalim ktoni. Milse de isa b'metaltalim loiktoni. So pashtis, we could say as follows. Let's see what Rashi says. Milsa disa be'eved v'lesa b'shal metaltalim k'ton. That means like this. That our Mishnah is telling us that between you and me, an eved is a dova metaltal. So kinyoni metaltalim you should have. Now, between you and me, the halach is that we paskin that Mois Einam Kainis, Mina Teire, Mina Rabbonon, Mois Einam Kainis. He can't be Kainim at all to him with money. Mois Einam Kainis. So the Mishnah is telling us that even though Metaltum are not Nikne be Mois, but an Eved has a Din Karke, so Mois is Kainim as Karke. Even though it's Metaltum, Mois Einam Kainis, he's Nikne as Karke. So the Mishnah is telling us, Shtar doesn't help, I'm Metaltum. Shta helps by Eved, Skalke. Chazoke doesn't help by Metaltum. Chazoke helps by Eved, Skalke. So the Mishnah is telling us, you know, this Dova HaMetaltum is Dinekalke. That's a Chiddush, that's a... So now you'll tell me that Chalipin helps also. So if Chalipin would not help by Metaltum, would only help by Kalke, so then you'd be 100% right. So I'm telling you, no, this metaltal is a din kalke, and therefore chalipin helps. So then you'd have a kasher. But Lamaisa Chalipin helps by Metalfalin also. So the Mishnah to tell us that Chalipin is kind of by Eved Knani, and you didn't tell me any Chidushim. But Ken, I found the one to tell us this Chidush, that besides the din, the Metzias of Metalfalin, what an Eved Knani is, he is Dine Karke. So Dine Karke is Lagabi Kesef Shtar and Chazoke. Lagabi Chalipin, if he didn't have Dine Karke, it also be Nikna Metalfalin, or also Nikna Bechalipin. That's why I didn't feel it necessary to tell us it's Nikta B'chalip. Let's see what Rashi says. Milsa disa be'eved, the lesser b'sham metaltlim k'toni, avol chalipim. This nayu nami b'sham metaltlim. She metaltlim gam came in, gam heim nikta b'chalip. It's not necessary to tell us this, that chalipim helps. Why shouldn't it help? That's Pshat Ligma. Amar Shmuel, Eved Knani nikne b'mishiche. Now Shmuel is saying, since he's a metaltel, so just like metaltel amar nikne b'mishiche, so Eved Knani is also nikne b'mishiche. Now there's a Moiridike Kasha over here, which we have to appreciate. If he's hookish lekarke, so you can't be kind of karke with Mashiach. So how can you be kind of an eved with Mashiach? So the Pnei Yeshua says that the Emerson, there's no problem. Mashiach would be kind of by karka also. No, he can't make Mashiach by karka. Well, here, you can make Mashiach. So, Memele, so that's why Mashiach helps. Fine. That's the Chiddush of Shmuel. But there's a Moiridike Kasha that they ask. They ask a Kasha from a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin we had learned says as follows. You had otzitz shel echad uzroim shel acher. You had here a flower pot, and in the flower pot there was something growing in the flower pot. Zroim were growing in the flower pot. But they belonged to two different people. The otzitz belonged to Reuven, and the zroim, the karka, belonged to Shimon. Fine. Now they decide they were shutrim. He possessed the flower pot, and he possessed the zroim. So now they decided that one wants to acquire what the other one has. So the Gemara says, no problem. So if the Baal HaZroim wants to be koine the otzitz, otzitz a metaltum, so just make a kinyan meshiche. An otzitz is a davar a metaltum, make a kinyan meshiche, and you'll be koine the flower pot. What if the Baal HaOtzitz wants to be koine the Zroim? Then he can't make Mashiach. That's Karke. Anotzitz Nokev is Karke. Then you have to make Chazoke. You have to make Chazoke in the Zroim that are Nizra in the flower pot. As I state in the Gemara, in Gittin Dafrov Beis Medalev. So here, the old Achoinim Eskakasha, so we see from this Gemara, you can't make Mashiach and Karka. There, physically, you could make. It would seem from this Gemara, you cannot make Mashiach and Karka. So what is Pshat? So there's a beautiful teretz from the Chazaynish and the Mreibine. They say a beautiful teretz. You could zicha make Mashiach and Karka. That's no problem. But I have news for you. If you have an otzitz nokuf, there's a yenike. Now, so the zroim are yoinik from the karka. So if we could picture, and that's mechaba the zroim to the karka. So if we could picture the yenike in front of us, we could see the yenike. So let us assume that there's a tube coming out from this roim, and it's yoinik from the kark, and it's in the kark. it's attached to the karka. The yenika is mechaber the zroim to the karka. Now, when I schlep the otzitz, the yenika goes along with it. I mean, so it's kisei the yenik from the karka. That asmatosis says klo. There'll be no problem whatsoever if you put your hand underneath the hole, and then you'll make an ois otzitz nokov, you'll be mafsik the yenika, then you can make mashicha, no problem. Then it's not karka, then it's metalpla. The problem is, you're not doing that. You're not putting your hand underneath the hole. So it's mechuba lekarka. So that means, so you have to look at the zroim. So let us picture something. Let's say, I'll have a branch of a tree. That's mechuba to the tree. And I'll pull the branch. Not I'll tear it off the tree. I'll pull it a little bit. So you did not make a meshich in the whole branch, because the branch is still attached to the karka. The halacha is, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, if let's say, if I have a talus, and part of the talus is on the ground, and I'll pull part of the talus, and part of the talus is still, I didn't make a meshich in the whole talus, I have a big talus. Made a meshich, a partial meshich on the talus. So you're not koine. You have to make a meshich on the whole entity in order to be koine. That's tkinya meshich. Since there's a chibur from the zroim to the karka, all I'm doing, I'm just pulling the top chelik of the zroim was over here. I'm pulling it to my left. Oh, but it's still mechuba to the karka through the yenike. So I never made a meshiche on the whole, on the complete zroim. This a chelik. It's just like I pull a branch. I pull it, I'm moving a branch, but I did not make a meshiche on the whole branch. Since it's still mechuba to the tree, so here, since the zroim are mechuba to the karka, so I didn't make a meshicha. That's why, but not that it's halacha that meshicha is not by karka. Meshicha, if you can make it, mechol hakoved. But normally by a zroim you can make a meshicha. Here by an eved, he is a din karka, but I can make a meshicha with him. That's what Shmuel said. So Shmuel said, eved, not unique to be meshicha. Keitza. Now he explains, how do you make Mashiach and an Ebek Nani? Takfa, you grab him. Ubo etzloi, and you grab him, you pull him to you, and then he comes. Konoi, so you kain him. Korai ubo etzloi, but what if you called him and he came? Loi konoi, you're not kain him. Fine, that's how you make Mashiach, we'll come back to this soon. Zot the Gemara zay, bishlai melatana didon, Milsa de Isa bimetalfali, loiktoni, the lesser bimetalfali, ktoni. Now, what we just said before, we explained Atane. Atane is telling us chidushim, that kinyone kalke help on an ebet, ktoni. That is not good. Pashtaitzach, he's a dava metalfal also. So Pashtaitzach, chalipin will help. I won't even talk about it. That Mashiach will help. It's not necessary to talk about it. That's don't shoot him. I'm telling you, chidushim, that this dava metalfa is dinei karke and kinyoni karkel. So that's very good. El on the tana boro, but according to the tana of the baraisa, that he did mention chalipin. So he told us, afilu, even though it's a kinyon metalfa, we also can, so Lechay is telling us all kinyonim which apply by eviknani. Nisni meshiche, so let us say meshiche also. So why didn't he mention meshiche? So in Morenzis, Kitani Milsa de Isa Bembe Mekarki Bembe Metaltali. The Tana Basra only said the Kinyonim, which work side by Karki and side by Metaltali. So that's why he mentioned Chalipin, because Chalipin works by Karki also. Meshicha de Metaltali Isa Bembe Mekarki Lesa like Tani. Now let us see, what does this mean? Let us see Rashi. Loi konoi, by korei loi, so, as she says, the midaitai ozu is going on his own, according to his own seichel, the einzu meshicha. We'll explain this a little later. Bishloi melitana didon le tikshel ishmuel, amai loi toni meshicha bemas nisen, dikalatutzik edakimne, de milsa disa bemetal, tolam loi ktoni. He's just telling us the mechudish teke kinyonim of an eviknani, that he is dinei karke. Elatane bora detana chalipin badayu. He did mention chalipin. So he's telling us, hilchis ol kinyonim, dikshilishmu, yisidnitim in mishichlis, nainami bimas nisim. So the more answered, milsa de isa baby mekarki baby metalplika in chalipin, Sirev Vishona Imasha Disnayu Bimikalki Avu Meshika the lesson Mimikalki Loitone Bahadai. So that's Mirashi means to say as follows. That means just like we understood that the Tana of our Mishnah did not want to talk about Chalipin. Why do you want to talk about Chalipin? Because that's Kinyan Metalflim. I want to tell you Chidushim. And if it's Knani, if I'll tell you later, Metalfum and Nikne Bechalip and Metalfum and Nikne Bemeshicha, so now you can figure this out yourself. And Eve Knani is also Nikne Bemeshicha, it's Metalfum. I want to tell you Chidushim that Eve Knani is a Dinkarke, is Nikne Bekinyoni Karke. So therefore, he didn't talk about Chalipin, therefore, he didn't talk about Meshicha. Now, this Tana Boro that did talk about Chalipin, so the Gemara says, so Rashi explains, that you know, he's also, he really is, there was no reason to talk about Chalipin. Just like our time didn't speak about Chalipin. The reason he spoke about Chalipin, because Chalipin works by Karka also. There's a Kinyan Chalipin, there's Nikla by Karka, kind of metal, kind of Karka. So Memele, he wanted to tell you that an Eved has Dine Karka and all Kinyone Karka apply. So when he said all Kinyone Karka, he said Kesef, Shtach, Hazoke, Chalipin. Chalipin is also Kinyan Karka. You listen to me, Akashi, it's a Kinyan Metal. Yeah, it's a Kinyan Metal. But I want to tell you, as Karka, since I'm telling you that an Eved Knani is all Kinyone Karka, so I stuck in Chalipin also. So Chalipin is a Charangishlep with Kesef, Shtach, Hazoke. But Meshiche, I tell you, he's Dikta Meshiche. Please, I mean, that's without somebody to be Mashiach, so you can figure that by yourself. That is Pshat the Gemara. Zech the Gemara right, Keitza. Now, how do you make Mashiach? Takva, you grabbed him, you pulled him, or Bo Etzloin, he came to you, Konoi. Koroi, you called him, or Bo Etzloin, like Konoi. Then you're not Konoi. You have to grab him. You can't call him. For Sanya, we learned Ketzad b'Mesire. We learned by a Behema Adi Mekinya Mesire. Also b'Talfo, he grabbed the foot, b'Saro, the hair, the mane, b'Oikiv Shelo, the saddle, b'Shliv Shelo, the Masoi, b'Plumbia Shebepia, the bit, b'Zuk Shebetzaboro, the belt. Kono, that's Kinyan Mesire. Kinyan Mesire, that's in the Zamachlikas Rishonim. That means, others say it has to, the ceremony has to be, it has to be given over from the Moicha, or the Moicha says, take it. And this ceremony means something. That means, just like we can understand that, if a person gives someone else the car keys, this is what makes the car go. So I'm giving you over the reins, I'm giving you over the, these are the navigating instruments which guide the behemoth, I'm giving it over to you. So this is Eros Milus. This is Mesire. Now how does Meshicha work? Meshicha works by Meshicha, Keitza by Meshicha, Koira lo vehiba, either he calls it, he calls the animal and she comes, or he hit it. How far does it have to go in order to be considered made a Meshicha? So the Tanakamo holds it has to move one front foot and one back foot. That's enough. That's Okra Yad Veregel. Rabasi, Vamidul Rabachim, Ashit Tahalech, Lefonov, Moloi Kamosa. She has to move completely, not a front foot and a hind foot, just to move, change where we're standing till now. Beketzer, but we have Kinyan Meshicha, one does not have to hit the behemoth for the behemoth to move. If you talk to the behemoth, if you have a commanding voice, that's also Kairalavihibor, is a way of being kind of the behemoth. the Mele fragt the Gemara, Soy Bezoy, so why by an Eved Knani can you do such a thing? So the Gemara says, Amir de Keteretz. Omri, Beheime Adaita de Mora Oslo. A Beheime goes because of the command of the Tzivui, of the Balabos. Eved Adaita de Nafshe Ka Oslo. And Eved goes because he wants to go. So there's a Merdeke Beis Halevi in Parshas Lech Lecha, he explains this Gemara. Beis Halevi says, an Eved, if he tells me, come, and I go to him, I'm going because I think it's worthwhile for me to go. Either he'll hit me or give me a present. I'm going because I want to go. My seichel is telling me to go. You did not make me move. Maybe you gave me an incentive. But you gave me, and I decided to go. I called you a moishich me. Mashiach is a rosh bailus. I wanted to stay here, I'd stay here. I'd ignore you. I'm scared of your stick. I'm scared of everything. You have to pull me. If you pull me, so that's called you schlep me. That's a rosh bailus. But telling me I'm not going by telling me you didn't make, your command did not make me go. A behemoth, you tell a behemoth to go, the behemoth doesn't make his greatest leinzach, leinzach nish. The behemoth, here's a command, the behemoth goes. The behemoth is like a robot. So it's called that by calling the behemoth, I made the behemoth go. I made the behemoth go. That's called I pulled the behemoth. I can pull it with a commanding tone also. But an eved who's a bardas, I didn't pull him. He decided to come. So that's like in your Mashiach. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Ashi, Eved Kotten ke Behemah Domi. But what I have an Eved Kotten, he's a lav bardas. An Eved Kotten, there's such a thing as a command. He doesn't think about it too much. You tell him to come, he comes. He's more or less like a robot already. He's like a behemoth. So Memele, so Kaira Love Hibo, Vuhubo will help by an Eved Kotten. Zot Rashi. Keitzit b'mesire gabi b'heime koi detonim masnisim e'me gasa niknis b'mesire. B'sara, kigoin seyo. Adaita de moros, al das ha kaira yoysa, fishein lo das. Adaita de nafshoi, mi das atzmoi. That's what Rashi said before, the midai leikoni, the midai tei ozil, the einzu meshiche. Kotten the less lei das, kebeime domi, vim kori le shem kniyo, but that's leikoni. That is kinyan meshiche. Tona rabo, keitzat bechazoke. Now we hear here that an eved is nikne bechazoke. Keitzat bechazoke. Now there's one oifen of chazake by karke, there's cheskas shimush. The Gemara says that a person went and he spread out matzois, sheets or mats on the karke, and the hefke the karke, and he lied down on the karke. So that's called chazake. That's cheskas shimush. That means I'm using the karke as a place to lie on, so the shimush is also, that's a roz bailis, and I'm kind of keitzad bechazake. So if he does a pula of avdus, a shimush of avdus, that is a kinyan chazake. Keitzad bechazake, hitaloi minoloi, took off his shoes, Oy, hoylech kele b'achov lebeis ha-melchetz, he brought the kele b'beis ha-melchetz, he pshitoi, he undressed him, he chitzoi, he washed him, sochoi, he smeared him, he anointed him, goldoi, he scratched him, hilbishoi, he dressed him, he niloi, put on his shoes, he gbioi, konoi. He lifted him up, he was kaidah. So these are all lechayre, kinyonim of shimush, and this is kinyon chazok. Amar Rav Shimon loitei chazoke gedoyle me hagbo. Chazoke should be better than hagbo, shagbo koine b'chol mokim. Hagbo is koine b'chol mokim. My comma. So the Gemara says, what is Rav Shimon saying? Amar Rav Ashi, there's a machlokes here between the Tanakame and Rav Shimon. The Tanakama holds Higbiyoi hu l'raboy. If he lifted up the Odoin, Konoi. So the Odoin was Koine the Eved. He lifted him up. Higbiyoi raboy loy. But what happens if he picked up the Eved? Loy Konoi. He wasn't Koine. Amar Rav Shimon loitei chazoke gedoyle mehagbo shagbo koine b'chol mokeh. So Rav Shimon is tining that you're saying that what higbiyoi raboi loi loikonoi, how could that be? Chazoke is koine and hagbo is not koine. Now hagbo is koine b'chol mokeh. Now let us try to understand this Gemara. Zot Rashi, Hitalei Menoloi, He'ebed Lelekeach, he took off, untied his shoe, Goldoi, scratched him, Higbiyoi, He'ebed Eselekeach. My comma, Ma inyin agbod almel, agbod ohoch, agbod almel, lekeach, magbiya achefetz. Vohoch amrinin, She'ebed magbiyoi, that means he should lift him up. He wants that the Eved should lift him up. So that's chazoke. So that, yeah. So Rav Shimon said that. That Hagbo Zikha Koine, Mada Chazok is Koine, so Hagbo should Zikha be Koine, Hagbo is Koine b'chol moke. Now, I would like to say one explanation in Rav Shimon to appreciate the machloikis between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon. There's a svore the Tanakama held if he picks up the Eved. So then, it looks like he's mishamish the Eved. You come to Chasne, so the Chasne comes in, they pick up the Chasne. So, yeah, the Chasne, Daim Elamelech, we pick him up. That's the covet of the, that's the covet of the Chasne. We're picking up the Chasne. So, that's, so the Mele, the Eved picks him up. That's Shimush, that's Chazake. He's picking up the Od. The Odin picks up the Eved, so if someone will stand a little far away, he said, can you tell me who's the Eved and who's the Odin? Well, the guy you see is picking him up. He's holding him. He has a 400-pound Eved, and then this Odin is a 200-pounder. He's holding him, he's panting. Oh, he's the Eved. So Bekitza, the Tanakama held that Hagbo, you get here the wrong message. That means Hagbo is a message. Here it looks like Fakel that he's Mishamish the Eved. So Mimela, so he Agbo is not Koine. The other Agbo, the Eved picks him up, because that's Chazok. Rav Shimon Tainit, if Chazok helps, Agbo should Zicha help. Now, because Agbo Koine Bechol Mokim. Now, it could be Pshat and Rav Shimon is as follows. Chazoke, let's talk about a poshut. He took off my shoes. It's a maisa of this. He's serving me a maisa of this. No. So that is a pesahi choche, that, sahi choche an kinyon. We have a meiridike klal that a kinyon Bershus Habaylim does not help. That means, like, let's say, Al Meshicha. Mashiach is only kinda simta, but Pershus Habaylan, let's say I go over Yenin's Rishus, and then he wants to sell me his Behemah, and then in his yard, I'll slap the Behemah, make a Mashiach, I'm not kinda. It seems Rishus Bailim is a stira to your Maisa Kinyan. Kozman, it's still by me, and you're Balabatavim, so the Rishus Bailim is Minagid, your Maisa Kinyan. Not kinda. A Kinyan Rishus Bailim is not kinda. Hagbo is the only Kinyan that's kinda Rishus Bailim. Hagbo is kinda Rishus Bailim. So, Lachir, Rav Shimon said, we see, Savaisis Hagbo, is such a hiros bailus. I have it in my hands. So there. Therefore, this kinyan is such a kinyan olim that therefore afilu pshus bailum it helps. So mamela. So Rab Shimon is saying b'emes nakal v'chayma. If chazake, which is a shvachare kinyan, helps by an Eved Knani. Good, he's taking off my shoes, putting on the shoes. It helps by Eved Knani. Could be. And then it would be very geschmack. Could be Chazoka would never help Bebesa Eved. Means if I would come to the Eved's house and he'd take off my shoes in his house, could be I wouldn't be kind of, because there's this Bebesa Shel Eved. Could be Chazoka will not help Bebesa Shel Eved, this Cheska Shimush. But Chazoka helps in my house, so Hagbor, that helps Afilu in the Eved, and all over, and Bishus Bailim, Avada Gevisit should help. So even though you're telling me, but I don't, when I see him lifting up the Eved, I don't get the right message, but that's L'chair Amida V'Kal V'Chayma, we once mentioned, Amida V'Kal V'Chayma is that a Kinyan Olam, wherever a Kinyan Kolosh works, a kinyan olam shel zicha work. That is the svara of Rab Shimon. So since Hagbor is kaina b'chol mokim, it should be kaina when he lifted up the Eved Knani also. Even though perhaps I don't get the right message about al koponim, there's a kinyan olam of Hagbor that's kaina b'chol mokim, afilu b'shus bailim, so it should be kaina and Eved Knani also. And the Tanakhama holds, no, it's not that way. Since there is a distorted message that one gets, a distorted picture that one gets when he sees the Odin picking up the Eved, so therefore the Hagbosa Odin will not help.